#KEPCORBYN reports from the campaign Stoke support for Corbyn Andy Bentley, Stoke Socialist Party. We have recently witnessed in Stoke-on-Trent the fundamental chasm that exists between the Blairite Labour right wing representing the big business establishment and the anti-austerity and socialist movement that's developing behind Jeremy Corbyn and the battle for Labour leader. On the 27th of August, supporter of big business, turned socialist within 24 hours, Owen Smith, sneaked into Stoke virtually unannounced. He was given the opportunity by the bosses of Middleport Pottery to speak in their factory to about 25 people, who may or may not have been their employees. The vast majority of people who live in Stoke-on-Trent remain completely unaware that this attempt to portray Smith as a friend of the worker had actually taken place. However, he was able to muster some support. Local anti-Corbyn Labour MPs Ruth Smith, Stoke North, and Rob Flellow, Stoke South, were there to lend their support, although Stoke Central MP Tristram Hunt for some reason couldn't make it. Maybe he was busy plotting the next stage, in trying to stab Corbyn in the back, or looking for a picket line to cross. Then on the 1st of September, Jeremy Corbyn arrived in the city centre at midday, to speak from the top of a fire engine, provided by the firefighters of the FBU to over 1,000 ordinary working class people who had come from all over the city, to support Jeremy Corbyn and his anti-austerity message. If the rally had been in the evening, it would have been at least double that figure. Among the crowd there were trade union flags from Unison, CWU, Unite and others. Some nearby workers came in their dinner break. Parents brought their teenage sons and daughters. There was loud applause for every measure Corbyn outlined, from the scrapping of zero-hour contracts to renationalisation of the railways. Deselection. Jeremy referred to the movement more than once, to describe what is taking place across the country. This growing movement is against austerity, and for real socialist change. It includes Labour Party members, trade unionists, anti-cuts campaigners and socialists from other parties like the Socialist Party. Local Socialist Party members had three campaign stalls at the rally calling for the deselection of the Blairites, and got a very good response. A large proportion of those who we spoke to recognized that, if Corbyn remains as leader, then the Labour right wing will not stop trying to stab him in the back. One man said, "Do we need deselection?" To right we do, starting with the MP for where we are standing now, Tristram Hunt. After Jeremy Corbyn had finished speaking, queues formed to sign our Deselect Blairites Now petition. In total, 250 signed up, and 135 people bought a copy of The Socialist, which every week has extensive reports and analysis of the movement behind Jeremy Corbyn and the fight for socialism.